Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro Call. Today is February 29th, which is not something I get to say very often. Roughly, what, every 4 years or so, I think it's something like that. But anyway, welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro Call. Like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to Motor Vitality or listening subscribing to Motor Vitality on whatever podcast application you happen to be using, or by visiting MotorVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. Definitely love having you guys on live. I know there's a couple of people that are here for the first time today. I really appreciate that. Always appreciate it if you, any feedback that you have or ideas that you have to make this better, that would be, is always appreciated. Couple announcements. First off, there will not be a call next week. So we're gonna take the week off next week because we will be down at the WQA convention and too much going on. So no call next week. We will resume in 2 weeks where we'll kind of have a recap and talk about this all over again. So no call next week. But if you are going to be down at the WQA convention, I'd love you to swing by booth 1145 and say hello to us or catch me in the hallways or wherever. I'd love to say hi in person. So hopefully you guys will be able to make it. If not, then I'd put it on your calendar for next year because it's pretty amazing adventure. So with that, I'm going to start the call off the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that is worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country? Or anything I can help you with? Any questions you might have? Nobody? All right, well then let's jump right into our topic. Okay, we are in the midst of, actually really started probably in January, there's a lot of them going on, but we're in the midst of home show season. So just curious out there, how many of you are currently signed up to do a home show, or have you done a home show? Home shows sort of went the wayside, prior to the zombie apocalypse, and there were a lot of companies that didn't bother with home shows because they just felt like they were expensive and they didn't get much return out of them and leads out of them. And this was something that we've always been, that's always been very popular is our, when we go in and work with companies and helping them kind of set up booths and do things that are a little different than what they would typically do and to have some success with leads at the home shows. But there are a lot of companies out there that just haven't done them at all. They just got rid of them because they didn't find the success. Salespeople didn't like working them. If they hired those lead generators, those people to stand in the booth that don't know anything about water and are there just to collect names and numbers, it just wasn't a lot of success. And then there were some that really did enjoy doing them and made that a definite part of their marketing program. And then the zombie apocalypse came, and of course nobody was doing home shows. There were no attendances. We're pretty much back now, where people are starting, they're going out again. They're back to the attendance that they used to be, or pretty close to it. So anybody out there doing home shows? What are you signed up for? Have you done any? What's been your success so far this year?
Good morning. This is Elaine. Yes, funny you mentioned that. We set up our booth yesterday, and we've got our big booth because it's the major show in our valley. And so I know that every other water treatment company will be there. So we have about six mm-hmm. other companies that we'll be competing with. We have a nice setup. It's all been done. I have every sales manager picking a shift, like a six-hour shift, and then I'm augmenting it with lead generators so that I cover my bases in case somebody doesn't show. This is our big one. We're giving away a Traeger, and You know, we've got a little water jug out there where people put their name in, offering, of course, the free water test, and it's the big one. We do get sales out of it.
You've done this show in the past, Elaine?
Every year we've been in business.
Okay. During the zombie apocalypse, did it shut down, or were you guys still able to do it up there?
No, we were out for 2 years. So
yeah.
But it's expensive. I mean, it's $1,200 to get the booth. I got to have labor to take it down there.
Oh yeah.
In the morning, bring it back. All the staffing.
Huge cost.
It is an expensive process. Yep.
I love how when I say zombie apocalypse, nobody questions it. Everybody just says, "Oh yeah, that's exactly what it felt like." It's like it's my warped brain. And thank you all for coming along with me in that. But that's interesting. So there's a couple things I took note of. Who else is doing them, or signed up to do them, or are you not doing them? If somebody's not doing them, why not? So go ahead. Somebody had something.
So this is Stacy. Next Thursday is actually convenient since you're not going to be on, because we're actually setting up for our third show of the year.
Okay, yeah.
We have our big home show in January. There's one kind of in the northwest part of our territory. And then the Flower and Patio show is coming up next week. And that actually does better for us.
Home garden show?
Yes.
Yeah, we always had success with those too, yeah. Yep. Why do you think it does better for you, though?
You know, I think we get better attendance for it. Weather's a little warmer. They get out, because the big home show for Indianapolis is the third week of January.
Yeah, yeah. That's
you know,
pretty
sometimes
common, yep.
We get blizzards, super cold weather. You get more people out willing to spend, and also part of it is they probably just cut their tax checks back.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's huge, too. That's a big one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that always goes well for us.
Who else is doing them?
Kelly, it's Kevin here in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Kevin.
Good morning. We did one 2 weeks ago. We've got a home show to do for the next 3 weekends. So we're heavy into doing home shows. And we have normally large giveaways to pull people in. We usually get a larger booth so that people can walk actually into our booth and spend time with the sales professionals. Yep.
So what would you say, I'm curious, for those of you that are doing them regularly, what do you consider a successful show? I mean, how many, I'm assuming that you track the leads and not only the leads, but also the sales that are generated directly from the show. What would you consider a successful home show?
I'd say at least three to four sales.
3 to 4 sales? Okay. All right. Anybody else? You know, it's funny because go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Somebody?
My guys all take their appointment books and they're setting appointments while they're at the show.
Yeah.
I find that to be huge. We're never going to sell anything right at the show, generally.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
You need to test.
So let me, you know, even when I was in sales, and even as a regional manager, you know, I had a sales team, many of whom did not like doing the shows at all. They felt like it was a waste of time. I always called it the business card complex, right? Where I'd talk to a sales professional or salesperson there, and I'd say, you know, so how was the show? Oh, it was awesome. I must have handed out 200 business cards. And I always say, okay, that's great. You know, I call that the business card complex. They felt like they had a huge success because they handed out a ton of cards and people came and grabbed a ton of literature. And then, you know, I'd ask them a month later, okay, how many sales were generated from those 200 business cards you handed out? Oh, well, I got a couple people that I got to call, you know, I got to follow up with. Paul, I think that you actually said something that I think is very key there, which is, you know, you got to determine what you're selling at the home show. So I have for myself, every home show that we did, I counted on that being a huge boost to my sales, my personal sales when I was in sales, because for whatever reason, I always had a pretty good knack of setting appointments and then converting those appointments into into sales when, you know, back when I was in sales. And I think it's kind of because of what you said there, Paul, which is I think that people, they expect to sell equipment at these shows. So I wanted to talk a little bit about a couple things, and we don't have a ton of time to cover this, but I wanted to give you some of the tips that, you know, if I had a home show, in most cases, I usually expected 8 to 10 sales just for myself out of it. You know, if it was a well-attended show, then that was my expectation going out of it. So I wanted to give you a few tips of what I did, what we've helped other companies do when it comes to setting up a home show booth. We're not going to have as much time to cover everything. So I will tell you, on our YouTube channel, we have a really nice video. It's a presentation that I did live at a seminar that I was putting on, that you can go and check that out. So you can look at the MotoVitality YouTube channel for that and a bunch of other things. But let me give you a couple tips here. And let's start with, first off, let's understand who our competition is. So let me ask you this question. Let me put the question out there to you guys. Who is the competitor? Now, Elaine, you said you had every other water treatment company out there. So I'm wondering, is that who your competition is at the show? And what's everybody else think?
I think it is, because people will say, hey, guy down the street, his is $2,000 less than yours, or something to that effect.
Sure. Anybody else feel that way, that the other water treatment companies are your competition?
I think every big buck's yours is your competition.
What's that? Who's that?
Big box stores.
Big box stores would be at the home shows? You feel like that would be your competition?
And online. Well, yeah, because consumers are looking up and seeing what's out there. They walk the aisles and say, well, why is this one $570 or $700 and compared to yours? What's the difference? So you got to be able to overcome that.
Sure. Okay. Anybody else? Who else is your competition? Anybody else have an opinion on that?
Everybody there.
Everybody. Yeah. Well, I think we had the same answer both times. Stacey, you said everybody there. And I would agree with that. So I would agree. So if you've been to, you ever walked as a consumer through a home show, it's like walking through the game section of the local county fair. It's like everybody wants to get you in their booth. Hey, come get your back straightened. Hey, come take out these gutters. Hey, look at this device here that allows you to get the pet hair out of your carpet while giving you a cardiovascular workout all at the same time, right? And by the time they get down to aisle three, you know, and especially if they drag the kids there, you know, and now the kids are, you know, at the end of aisle two, they bought the kids some nachos, and at the end of aisle four, they bought the kids some ice cream, and the kids are bored as all get out because they have no interest whatsoever in this, by the time you get down halfway through, it's just high pressure sales nonstop, which is why so many of the customers they walk by your booth shading their eyes until they find something specifically that they're looking for. And so I believe that it's not necessarily the other water treatment companies that are there, although they are certainly part of it. There's not only the other water treatment companies there. It is everybody there trying to get the attention of the people walking down those aisles. Okay, so with that in mind, I want to talk about, you know, what are you selling? And I think, Paul, you had it correct there. You know, what are you selling at these home shows? Now, I've given these presentations, and I've talked to people all the time. They say, oh, we sell softeners all the time at the home shows. Okay, good for you. That's great. I think my personal opinion is that you really, if you're going to be a professional and you're representing a premium product and you're going to be something other than the box stores, as Tony was mentioning, I feel like you need to be willing and able to go out and do a plumbing assessment and to really talk to them about what they need. Otherwise, you're just an expensive box store product, in my opinion. So my opinion is that you're not selling equipment at the stores. You're selling your information. Everybody's heard the phrase, time is more valuable than money. And I find that to be true. Absolutely. If you can get them to spend their time with you, getting them to spend their money is much easier. And because they're so overwhelmed with the sales, the high-pressure sales, with most of the people there trying to sell whatever they're selling there, you're selling the information, making them curious enough to find value in having you out to their home to answer some questions. And that's all going to be with questions. Now, Elaine, you said there's going to be six other people there, and that's the case with a lot of these big home shows, right? There's a ton of other water treatment companies, and they all come in there, and they say, so what makes yours $2,000 better than your competition? Well, to me, that's very similar as walking into a car dealership and saying, so why is your car so much more expensive than their car? It's such a vague question that you can't answer. And most people by instinct say, well, that's because ours have a better warranty and ours does this and ours has this feature. And they start talking, you know, theirs does this and it doesn't do that. And they start just going into answering these questions without having any idea what they're talking about. That question it's almost as valuable as the customer coming up and saying, nice weather, isn't it? You don't have enough information to start spewing out all the knowledge that you have about what you do or what they do. You've got to ask questions. I mean, that's like walking into a doctor. Doctor, what's wrong with me? So you've got to go in and ask further questions. So somebody comes in and says, so why is your system $2,000 more than their system? The first question I'm going to ask is, well, which system? Are you talking the water that goes on you, the system takes care of the water that goes on you, the water that goes in you? Are you talking an iron filter? Are you talking a water softener? You've got to ask more questions. You've got to find out what they're referring to and what they want. Until they don't know, so they go, well, a water softener, okay? Are you on well water or city water? Well water, okay. Well, do you know how much iron you have? Yeah, I've got 2.5 parts per million of iron. Is that ferric or ferrous iron? Well, I don't know. How do you tell? Well, you have to test it right on site. You know, you have to ask enough questions and figure out, you can ask them, so what's the water pressure coming in your home? You know, I'm in city water. Okay, what's your chlorine level? Oh, 1 part per million. Okay, any idea what the water pressure is in the home? No, how do I check that? I mean, you have to ask them enough questions to where they don't know the answer to that question, and they become curious enough. Well, how do I find that out? Well, I can test it right at the house. We don't do the whole big pushy magic show, got to buy something from us type sales pitch thing. But I, in order to best recommend the system, if nothing else, explain to you what your options are, then I could swing out there. Notice I'm not setting an appointment with the customer, right? Because a lot of this is semantics. It's the way you phrase it. If you set an appointment, well, why don't we set an appointment for me to come out? Nobody wants to set appointments. They set appointments for doctors. They set appointments for lawyers. They set appointments for the dentist, for accountants, all things that nobody enjoys doing. So I schedule a time to swing out. When would be a good time for me to swing out and just take a look at it? And if nothing else, explain to you how this works, how these things work and what your options are. Okay, so because who swings out? Who swings by? Friends. You set an appointment, friends swing by, right? So, you set a time, if you want, I could swing by Saturday morning, say 10 o'clock, and just take a look at it. So sometimes it's just semantics, but you're scheduling a time to swing by. When would be convenient for me to swing by and take a look at that? But anyway, you ask them enough questions to where they don't know the answer, but it requires you to be in the home in order to give them that answer, okay? And then you talk about, now that you've got their attention, once you get in the home, you've got their attention, and they're not able, you're not competing with not only the other water treatment companies that are there, but also all the other people that are trying to sell them something at that show. Okay, you've got that appointment. Sometimes they go, well, give me a card and let me call. Okay, that'd be good. But if you can at least get their phone number and then get it nailed down, when would be a good time for me to follow up on this? So don't wait for them to call you. Sometimes they're going to call back. But that's what salespeople do. That's not what sales professionals do. Sales professionals are going to narrow down that time for you to be able to call them back. Okay, to you know, when would be a good time to call back? You know, or maybe you can get them to get, you know, here, let me put your number right into my phone. You can put it in there, and here, I'll send you a text real quick. So many people these days are communicating via text. So that's, you know, maybe it's easier to do it that way. Don't forget that there are other ways to communicate with people. Text, so many people do text these days. It's crazy. The other thing that I wanted to mention, because we're low on time, things that I had is when you look at the other water treatment companies that are there that are doing these shows, okay, all of them have essentially, some of them are cool, some of them have more have better looking banners than other people, but most of them are focused on the water softeners. They've got these big water softeners displayed. And if you pulled out a brochure for every single one, I mean, you go to all six of those companies out there and you ask them, do you guys have the best warranty? Of course, they're going to say yes. Do you guys have the best service? Do you guys have the best product? Is yours the most efficient? There's not one of those six that aren't going to claim to have everything that you have. Okay, the most efficient system, the longest warranty, the best service, the best quality, they're all going to claim the same thing. They're all going to say that they have the same thing out there. And so the customers, all they're going to hear by that time is the same thing that everybody claims, the want stuff, right? It's all just basically everybody claiming the same things. And that's because they are that's because they're focused on that water softener, right? Or maybe the whole system, but what they have really displayed front and center is going to be, they all have the washing picture of the car washing, the baby in the bathtub, the lady drinking a glass of water looking like she's in heaven, right? It's all the same. It's all the same clip art. It's all the same pictures, right? So they're out there. They've got those softeners. It's the water softener that they've got. And take a look at your booth design. Is it focused more on the water that goes on you or the water that goes in you? For most of you, my guess is it's focused on the water that goes on you. You've all got softeners out there, and they might look a little different, but they all look like a water softener. Here's something to keep in mind when you're doing these shows, okay? According to the Water Quality Association Consumer Survey, they do this every 2 years. It comes out. Only about 10 to 14% of the people in the country own water softeners. Okay? Yet anywhere from 70 to 80% are buying bottled water as an alternative to the drinking water. So my opinion is, if you want to set yourself apart at these home shows, then start to focus on something different than what everybody else is focusing on. Instead of really trying to attract the 10% of the, you know, one out of every 10 people who walk by there buy a water softener, okay? 8 out of 10 are buying bottled water. If the other six companies out there are focusing on that water that goes on you, on their water softeners and stuff like that, then be a little different and focus on the drinking water side of it. You know, that's going to set you apart from the other people that are out there. It's going to make your booth look a little different. And you've got eight times as many people that are interested in that versus the water softener part. So take a look at your booth and decide, what are you focusing on? You know, what sets you apart? What makes you a different water treatment company than those others out there? Of course, they all sell drinking water, but I bet you that most of them are really pushing that the water that goes on you, the softeners. The other thing that I want to mention, and I know a couple of you said you're doing giveaways, and that is an excellent, excellent way to get phone numbers and and I know, Elaine, you guys are really good at this. You mentioned that too. You know, you guys are doing the giveaway. You guys have the resources. You have a lot of people that are going to, you know, get on the phone and follow up. You have the drawing. You're giving the stuff away, and they're going to, you're going to have people that are going to follow up on those leads and call them, and that's great. A lot of times when people do giveaways like that, they collect the numbers, and then they go, they wait a couple weeks later, and because things get busy, right? You get crazy busy, and everybody's wearing a billion hats, and it gets really difficult to follow up on those leads. And if so, my suggestion when it comes to giveaways is to make sure that the giveaways that you're giving, the giveaways that you're giving away are relevant to the water treatment industry. So I've seen companies out there that they'll have a water treatment booth and they'll give away a flat screen TV or a VR headset or something like that. And so what you're going to end up with are those people who come by with the little stickers, the little tags that just, you know, put their names on there and put it in your jar, or your bowl or your water bottle. Or they come through with a stamp or they're just filling it out. And so you will collect a ton of numbers and a ton of leads. And that's not horrible. I mean, it's nice to have those things. You can put them on an email list and stuff like that. But what I always found was more beneficial, especially if we didn't have the resources to really follow up on all of those leads that we were collecting, was to, if you're going to give something away that's directly related to the water treatment industry. Okay. So that is, so give away a year's free cooler rental, perhaps. Okay. Give away a reverse osmosis system, a reverse osmosis drinking water system, or you can, it doesn't even have to be something like that. It could be a single cartridge under the sink filter so that, you know, that's a high quality under the sink filter. And then when they go out to test it and to talk about it, you have an opportunity to upgrade them. Maybe that thing costs $250. Maybe they can apply the $250 towards a reverse osmosis system or a better system. But the thing is, you'll end up with less leads that way, less people putting your thing in, because the ones that don't care about it are just going to walk on by. Okay, the ones that do care are going to stop and about their drinking water. They're going to stop and fill that thing out. Okay, they're going to and those leads are going to be more qualified. They're going to which is going to take less time to call on them because you're going to have less leads, but they're going to be more qualified leads. God, there's so much to go in to offer suggestions on. And like I said, I somebody just sent me a text here on how to get to the videos that we have up on YouTube on this. They are just if you go to YouTube and search for Motive Vitality, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll find I actually think on YouTube, I think I have them in a three-parter, it should be up there on our YouTube channel, that along with a ton of other videos that you guys will find helpful. So there's only about 3 minutes left on the call here. I want to get any feedback or thoughts on any of this before we sign off on this one.
I have a final thought. This is Elaine. Yeah. So we are given 25 tickets as a sponsor to give to people.
Yeah.
So, and they're very nice little tickets. So what I've been doing daily is I've been taking a picture of it, and I've been, you know, highlighting our name, and I've been saying, you know, come visit EcoWater at the home show booth. And so I have a lot of friends calling me wanting the free tickets. I've got people calling my office. And so I've just been really doing it as just marketing. It's just putting it out there every day.
Excellent. Good suggestion. Don't let those go to waste. Absolutely. Because most of them will offer something like that. Anybody else?
Hey, Kelly. It's Scott in Alabama.
Hey, Scott in Alabama.
Topical because I'm actually setting up for my second home show today.
Oh, nice.
But what we did this year is we put out a water cooler with reverse osmosis water and little sample cups. And people, number one, it makes people stop. They taste the water. And then, hey, how you like that? And we actually give away a reverse osmosis drinking water system.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the conversation, what we're giving away here is a system that goes under your sink that turns your tap water into that water so you don't have to buy bottled water anymore.
Nice.
And then it stops, and then you can have the conversation. And ultimately, I want to set the appointment rather than register for the reverse osmosis system.
Absolutely.
We had a great deal of success with that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. And you're giving away a relevant piece of equipment there. I like that. And so the last thing I want to leave you guys with, and we're out of time here, is don't only limit your shows to the home shows. There are health and fitness shows. There are pet shows. Pet shows can be excellent because people, you know, if they don't have kids that they're concerned with the drinking water, they definitely have pets. And those shows can be excellent. You'll have less other water treatment companies there too, if that's, you know, there. So take a look at the different types of shows that you can do. And, you know, and don't limit yourself just to the home and garden shows or the home improvement shows. Any final thoughts here? Last 30 seconds we have. Again, you guys, I really appreciate the opportunity to help you guys with this call. I hope to see you next week. There will not be a call next week, so we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Those of you that first-time callers, I hope you found value in this. Please let me know what your thoughts are. We will talk to you in 2 weeks, if not before. So thanks, everybody. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
Take care, guys.